This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 321 for property ID 220032194. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
All right, tell us about this one. Thank you. After further review, I'm just going to stand on the record on this account. Okay. You're staying on what the value? The assessor's value. 7.4. Yeah. Okay.
Is that one all right to close?
Okay, close that hearing. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 335 for property ID 37918764. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present from the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present as the representative for the appellant over the phone, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one. Thank you. The subject property consists of 1,242 square feet. It was originally constructed in 1955, and it's situated on a lot that is 10,282 square feet. Subject does include 730 square feet of finished basement area and an additional 752 square feet of unfinished basement area. We did provide six comparable sales. In particular, comparable number six, it's going to have a similarly sized basement to the subject property. I believe it has a 10,000. It does have a similarly sized basement. And is the best comparable, in my opinion, for the subject property that occurred also in the latter half of 2020. But based on all of the comparables we utilized, we did come up with a value range from $259,000 to $376,000. And I'm going to amend my opinion of value to be at the high end of that range at $375,000. In part, I'm doing that because there are several comparable sales utilized by the assessor. I believe 3 out of 5 sales they did utilize in the reduction. We have comparable sale number one, and assessor sale number one, the adjusted sale price is $391,000. Sale number two is $373,000. Sale number three is $379,000. And then sale four and five indicate a higher value. But we believe that there is a reduction warranted on these, and that the value of $375,000 is more appropriate for the subject property. But that's all that I have. Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
Oh, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay. Close that hearing.
This is the continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 344 for property ID 10997635. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
All right. Tell us about this property. I see no response by the
I don't either.
Yeah. No, I don't have to keep.
Sorry. Go ahead.
The subject property consists of 1,637 square feet. It's originally constructed in 1986 with an effective year built in 1996. And it does include a finished basement of 1,087 square feet. And it's going to be situated on a lot that's 7,402 square feet. We did utilize 5 comparable sales, ranging in square footage of about 1,300 square feet to 1,700 square feet, with the lot sizes ranging from 7,900 square feet to 9,500 square feet. Subject can fall at the lower end of that range. And then your builds are going to range from 1975 to 1980, or to 1990. The subject being 1986, effective year builds range from 1985 to 1993, with the subject being 1996. And based on these comparables, we have a value range from 320,000 to 393,000, with our opinion of value being at 360,000. I do recognize, again, that I don't believe, verifying that now, but I don't believe that any of the comparables utilized do have a basement, is the case. However, once again, there is not a lot of comparables in the subject's immediate vicinity or market area that do have similarly sized basement. There are some, but not many. But that's all that I have. Thank you.
Okay, I don't have any questions. Your indicated values on your sales area ranging from 320 to 393. So were you suggesting changing the value you'd asked for, which is stated at 305?
Yes. Yeah. The opinion value reflected on the supplement, or like the secondary evidence we submitted, is more, it's generally what we're asking for, unless I state there's an amended opinion value. Then what was filed on the initiative is going to be a more accurate indicator.
Okay.
And the term is interesting.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. How was that hearing?
This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 347 for property ID 10735-7044. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present as the representative for the appellant over the phone, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Thank you. Subject property consists of 1,785 square feet with a finished basement area of 1,288 square feet, and it was constructed in 1973, and it's going to be situated on a 10,437 square foot lot. We did utilize 5 comparable sales, all of which occurred in 2020, and all going to be within 0.33 miles of the subject property. Improvement square footages are going to range from 1,464 square feet to 2,079 square feet, and the lot size are going to range from 10,082 square feet to 10,800 square feet, with the subject being in the middle at 10,437 square feet. And then all comparables were built in 1972, just a year before the subject, in 1973. And based on these comparables, the value range from 300 to 421,000, with our opinion value being at 385,000. The assessor did provide 3 comparable sales, all of which do indicate a lower value for the subject property. However, they do note that the subject does have a basement, and that they were unable to find comparables with similarly sized basements as well. I believe we actually used their sale comparable number 2. I used as well in my analysis, but all the comparables utilized by them do is get reduction, as well as the one that I provided. And so that's all the testimony that I have. Thank you.
Who's that here? Oh, any questions?
I don't have any.
Who's that here?
This is the continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 353 for property ID 10796212. The property is owned by Terry V. Bennett and Tracy S. Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brendan Perry present as the representative for the appellant over the phone, and he's already been sworn in for the day. This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 359 for property ID 966-20024. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present as the representative for the appellant over the phone, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Michelle, you're breaking up a bit.
I'll mute myself.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you. The subject property consists of 1,313 square feet with an identical size finished basement area, also the 1,313 square feet. And it was constructed in 1956, and it's going to be situated on a lot that's 9,810 square feet. We did provide four comparable sales, all of which are going to be within 0.6 miles of the subject, and have occurred either in the latter half of 2020, or we have one that's in January of 2021. I believe comparable number one does have a 1,079 square foot basement. It's about 200 square feet larger on the, or over 200 square feet larger on the above grade living area. So the square footage on comparable number one is going to be very similar. Total square footage including the basement area is going to be very similar to the subject property. And I do believe it is the best comparable that we have. It's constructed in 1963. It's on 9,000, situated on 9,000 square foot lot as well. But based on all of the comparables we utilized, we have a value range from $266,000 to $355,000, with our opinion of value being at $350,000. Also wanted to note that the assessor's sales, two of their sales indicate a value that's actually lower than the opinion of value at $350,000. One sale, comparable sale number two, they utilize is at $338,000, and comparable sale number four is at $331,000. So both of those are between $10,000 and $20,000 lower than the opinion of value provided by us petitioner. So that's all the testimony that I have for this. Thank you.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
No. Okay, close the hearing.
This is the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves 10 cases, and we'll go ahead and do the swearing in at the top of the day for all of those. They'll each be read in individually as they're on recording. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant. And then I'll go ahead and have Dan do the swearing in.
Okay, just to swear you in again, do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
And reminder that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as your property, client properties, I guess, as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a response from this court as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like it. So, unless you have questions, I'm going to go ahead and have her read in the first case.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right, so this first one, the hearing before us is petition number 352 for property ID 184963010. The property is owned by Jason, Matthew Curtis, and Heather Curtis. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brandon Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he's just been sworn in.
So go ahead and tell us about this one.
Give me just a moment. And we don't show that there's been a stipulation on this one.
There was a stipulation. They had agreed to $540,000 down from the $588,000.
Yes, that is correct, and I agreed to that figure.
The $540,000.
Correct.
Okay. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 355 for property ID 236153000. The property is owned by April Freeman and Richard Freeman. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present as the representative for the appellant over the phone, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Thank you. The subject property consists of 2,179 square feet, constructed in 1993. It's going to be situated on a lot that is 217,800 square feet. The subject did sell, again, this one sold in June of 2019 as well, and it sold for $524,131. This is a strange sale price, but it was listed on the market. It was an MLS sale. I know it's kind of a weird price, but, and then we did, in addition to that subject sale, include four additional comparables. Three out of the four comparables occurred in 2020 and then one in December of 2019. And all comparables are going to be within 1.3 miles of the subject. They're a little further away, obviously, because of the large lot sizes. In terms of improvement square footage, the comparables range from 1,900 square feet 2,700 square feet, with the subject falling at the lower end of that range at about 2,200 square feet. And then in terms of lot size, comparables should be in a range from 107,000 square feet to 228,000 or about 229,000. The subject will fall higher in that range. However, three out of the four comparables utilized on those happen to also three out of the four comparables utilized do have the lot sizes that are going to be very similar subject properties, two of which one has 16,000 and the other has the exact same lot size as the subject. That's comparable number five. So very similar lot sizes from all the comparables utilized. And then your builds are going to range from 1986 to 1994. Subject is 1993. All very similar in terms of your build as well. And then based on these comparables, we have a value range from $483,000 to $557,000. Opinion is actually at the upper limit of that range at $560,000, just above the highest price per square foot indicator. And we did front map as well, showing the comparable location in relation to the subject. It can be very close. I do believe, I wanted to state one more thing, just a moment. I would say that probably comparable number five is the best comparable in this instance. It is going to be a little bit larger than the subject. However, it occurred in 2020, sold for $605,000. The subject's notice price is currently at $621,000, and it is about $600,000. Square feet larger than the subject, or about 500 and it's situated in a full-size lot. So we do believe that the sale does indicate a reduction in the subject property, and that's what happened to this one. Thank you.
I didn't get an assessor's response.
Nor did I.
On this one. So the assessed value is what on this one?
621.
Yeah. 621-954.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
Nope, I don't have any questions. Close that hearing.
This is the continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 354 for property ID 19462000. The property is owned by Jeffrey Hatch and Christina Hatch. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this one. I don't see any reply from the assessor's office. I don't have one.
I don't either. I don't believe that a response was issued for a few of these today, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. The subject property consists of 1,772 square feet. It was originally constructed in 1980. As an effective year built in 2000. It does have a basement that's 1,536 square feet. It's going to be situated on a lot that is about 100,000 square feet, 101,055 square feet. It did sell the subject property in June 19th of 2019, and it sold for $510,000. With the current notice value of $615,000 is a little bit of a dated sale. However, we did provide additional four comparables, and it appears that three out of the four of those comparables occurred in 2020, with one of them occurring in late 2019, November 2019. And the improvement square footage of the comparables can range from 1,500 square feet to 2,200 square feet. And lot sizes are going to range from about 100,000 to about 185,000. Subject at the lower end of that range. Year builds range from 1988 to 2001, with the subject being 1980. So it's going to be the oldest out of the comparables utilized. These comparables provide a value range from 426,000 to 589,000. With our opinion, a value of $555,000. We could put an app as well showing the comparables location in relation to the subject property. We just believe that due to the subject sale, we recognize that there would be some appreciation from the date of that sale. However, we don't believe that the $615,000 is an appropriate level of appreciation, and we believe that the comparables you provided support that theory. So that's all that I have for this one. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I have just a question or a comment. I noticed that none of the sales that you used have basements finished or unfinished. So I'm just a little concerned at why we don't have something as an indication of what that basement for the subject might be worth.
I did notice that as well, and I agree. I will state that out of the comparables within the subject's market area, we typically look at the 100 closest comparables, and there were very few with basements the size of the subject. Also, we're situated in a lot that was similarly sized to the subject lot. So there was that consideration, but I do recognize that.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Nope.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 17th, 2022 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 358 for property ID 117-893-072. The property is owned by Tim C. Rofeld and Marie S. Rofeld. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Brennan Perry present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
This one has a stipulation by the assessor for $630,000. You had asked originally for $625,000.
Yes, I am going to accept.